Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and today I'm joined by Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
So the governor signed a lot of bills this week, and I want to start with the state budget. Both the Ohio House and Senate reconciled the differences, and were there any major changes?
Well, there were a few major changes. When you looked at the House version of charter schools, they really didn't want a lot of limitations on charter schools. The Senate version did want more limitations on charter schools. And in the end, the Senate won out. The House didn't get charter schools free and clear of guidelines like they had wanted in the beginning. We saw some changes. The Senate kind of moderated some of the things that were more strict in the House version. They kind of went down the center more with some of the things, but there were still some things that a lot of people are upset about. They say, you know, a lot of the Democrats are saying that this budget was hijacked by a bunch of conservatives who drove very conservative values into the budget. So there are a lot of things that are contentious.
And another controversial thing that the governor signed this week was a law legalizing concealed weapons in bars and restaurants that serve alcohol.
Exactly. If you're allowed to carry a concealed weapon currently, then you'll be allowed to carry that into a bar or restaurant with no repercussions, unless, of course, that bar or restaurant owner has decided to post a sign on the door saying you can't carry a concealed weapon in here. But even in that situation, it could be hard to enforce it. And that's one of the claims that the Bar and Restaurant Association made when this was going through the process.
Now, are pro-gun advocates happy with this legislation, or do they want to see more of this?
Well, they're happy with it, and they want to see more of it. We've heard from some of the pro-gun people who were supporting this legislation, and the next thing they want to do is they want to make it so that you can carry guns in churches and hospitals and universities and those sorts of places. So that'll be the next thing that comes out of the legislature.
And Governor Kasich also signed a plan to allow oil and gas drilling in state parks. How will that change things?
Well, that means that they can drill in the state parks. In the past, there's been a ban on that. You haven't been able to do that. But some state parks, they say that there's no reason they shouldn't be drilling for oil and gas in those parks, and that this will help with the situation with energy. It would help with the state's bottom line, and that it won't harm the environment. Of course, environmentalists have a little different take on that. They think it will harm the environment.
And other big news this week was that the House passed a controversial bill surrounding abortion. Can you tell me about the heartbeat bill and what's likely to happen with that?
Well, the House passed this bill that says that basically if you can hear the heartbeat of the fetus, then it is protected. You can't have an abortion. Heartbeats typically can be heard sometime between 5 to 7 weeks. So it would affect those first trimester abortions that are about a month into a pregnancy.
And this is some pretty drastic legislation compared to other laws in the books in other states.
Well, Ohio Right to Life had such a big problem with it, Emily, that they said they wouldn't back it. They said that it is unconstitutional. A lot of people who've taken a look at it say it's unconstitutional, particularly when there are no exceptions in that bill. There's no exception whatsoever for rape, incest, the life or health of the mother.
So if we have a major pro-life organization saying they don't want to touch this bill, what do you think the future is going to be for it?
Well, it'll go to the Senate, and we'll see what the Senate wants to do with it. Now, it's notable to think about this, though. The Senate passed its own bill, which is a viability bill. And it says at 20 weeks into a pregnancy, a doctor runs a test, and if that fetus is viable, then therefore it's protected. You cannot have an abortion unless the life of the mother is on the line. It's not as steep as a heartbeat bill is, but both bills are further in Ohio law from where we've been.
And it seems that there's a lot of bills this week that are moving through either the governor signing it or it's moving through the legislature that are very much championing far-right policies. What has the reaction been from Democrats in all this?
And that's exactly it. The Democrats are really upset. They're saying that their voices weren't heard at all in this process. They're saying that there's no bipartisanship. They think that the far-right causes, the people, the legislators who represent those causes, have taken over the legislature. You know, the Democrats are very upset. And the one thing that we're going to see, Emily, is a lot of these things that have been passed, people on the other side of the issue have already been promising lawsuits on these things. The people on the other side of the abortion issues are promising lawsuits. The environmentalists, they're saying they're going to try to prevent this with a lawsuit. The drilling in state parks, I mean, they're going to try to prevent that with a lawsuit. So we're going to see a lot of contentious debate still. It's just not going to be in the legislature. It's probably going to be more in the courts.
I've been speaking with Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Emily.